Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Karma You podcast. This is your host, Chloe Brotheridge. I'm a coach, a hypnotherapist, and I'm the author of The Anxiety Solution and Brave New Girl. And this podcast is all about helping you to become your calmest, happiest, and most confident self. So today I'm talking about an extremely common issue that I would say is probably the number one thing that I hear people struggling with when I'm working with people one-on-one. I would say it was the top thing that gets in the way, that holds people back, that causes people to feel rubbish. I just want to let you know that I have some free confidence affirmations on my website. If you want to improve your self-talk, these affirmations are going to help to program your mind to speak to yourself in a more positive, loving and encouraging way. You can head over to karmayou.com/confidence and you can grab those affirmations there. So the inner critic is huge. It can ruin our peace of mind. It can stop us from living a full life. It can get in the way of our work, of our relationships. And guess what? We all have a voice in our heads. And this is something that I always ask my one-on-one clients. I ask them, how do you speak to yourself? And quite often people look at me slightly confused and as though I am accusing them of having a voice in their head, which we all have. We all have. Even the most confident people that you meet are still going to have this inner critic, this inner dialogue, the self-talk that is happening to a greater or lesser degree to almost everyone, I would say. So if our thoughts create our feelings, negative thoughts about ourselves can create feelings of not feeling good enough, leading to anxiety, low self-worth, depression, all those sorts of things. And the way that we speak to ourselves is like the cornerstone of all of this stuff, in my opinion. It's so, so important to be working on our self-talk and speaking to ourselves in a different way and making a change. If we are being held back by the inner critic, it could be huge in terms of how you feel in your life day to day. So I don't know for you how much awareness you actually have of your inner critic. One thing that can happen is that we are so used to having this inner chatter that we almost don't realize it's happening. It's just going on in the background of our mind where we are maybe beating ourselves up, or maybe that inner voice is commenting unkindly or negatively on everything that we do or everything that we say. There's some kind of inner dialogue going on about that. And so I suppose the first step is to just gain some awareness of this inner voice and shine a light on it, because if it just is going on in the background unchecked, then it can be holding us back and getting in the way without us really being aware of it. And we need to be aware of something before we can start to change it. So really wanting just to invite you to really shine light on this. And that might even mean writing down how you're speaking to yourself today, making a note of it, bringing some awareness to it. And in bringing that awareness, you might start to realize how horrible your inner voice can be. You might start to realize that some of the things that it says are pretty stupid and ridiculous. And sometimes we can have that insight when we write things down that actually, God, I can't believe I've been saying that to myself. That doesn't make any sense. And I think it is helpful as well to think about, you know, who would we be without this critical voice that is holding us back? You know, what would your life be like if you were free to do what you wanted to do, say what you wanted to say, be who you want to be without negatively commenting on yourself, without beating yourself up or holding yourself back? So does the inner critic stop you from speaking up? You know, would you be more vocal in your relationship, in your friendships, in meetings at work, in your career, if you were less beholden to the inner critic? Does it stop you from being present in the moment? You know, if that inner chatter is constantly going on, it can be hard to just be. It can be hard to enjoy the present moment, to be deeply involved in a conversation, to be really present with your partner or your kids or when you're working. It can distract us and bring us out of the present moment. Has it perhaps stopped you from pursuing the sort of career that you want or going for promotions or job interviews or asking someone out or asking someone if they want to be your friend or speaking your truth on social media? Maybe it even keeps you awake at night. So one question I want to invite you to ask yourself is this critical voice helping you? Because very often that is the intention of the inner critic. It's actually trying to help us. It's trying to help us to be better, to try harder, to work harder, to not make mistakes. And yet, if we're really honest with ourselves, is this inner critic doing its job? Is it actually helping you? Is it actually helping you to work hard and do your best? Or, which many, many people will probably find when they investigate it, is it actually holding you back? Because guess what? Beating yourself up doesn't actually motivate you. And we all know this instinctively when we think about if we were mentoring someone or if we're talking to a child or if we're a teacher, being kind, being encouraging, giving someone support, praise, that's actually what helps to bring out the best in someone, not bringing them down, not calling them names. When we're speaking to ourselves, I think we really need to bear that in mind, that actually being critical isn't that helpful, and actually using that recognition to remind ourselves to change it. And here's something that's really key about the inner critic and the things that we say to ourselves when we're beating ourselves up. It's to remember that just because we have a thought, it doesn't make it true. Just because you have a thought, it doesn't make it true. Our thoughts are not facts. I once heard it described as being like a mental reflex. You know, thoughts are like mental reflexes of the mind. They are merely events in the mind. That's another way of describing it. Events in the mind. It's not a statement of truth. So if your inner critic has been saying to you, you're a loser, you're never going to be good enough, you're falling behind, you're nothing compared to her, these sorts of things are just thoughts. It doesn't mean that they're true. It doesn't mean that they're based on fact. We give too much power to our thoughts. But at the end of the day, we get to choose which thoughts we're going to pay attention to, which ones we're going to let go of, which ones we're going to believe and which ones we're going to question. And we can choose to notice, you know, the inner critic and take action anyway and speak up anyway and move forward with what we want to do anyway. And it can be really interesting to reflect on how your parents spoke to themselves and also how they spoke to you, because a lot of this stuff to do with our internal dialogue is stuff that we've taken on board as children earlier on in our lives. And it's often said that how parents speak to us when we're young is how we speak to ourselves. So maybe you had a critical parent, or maybe you had a parent that was hard on themselves. And it may be that you had really loving parents and yet it was never quite good enough. You know, maybe they had really high standards, or maybe one of them did. And so I think sometimes recognizing where this critic comes from, the inner critic comes from, often from things in our childhoods, can help us to recognize that it's not a permanent part of us. It's something that we learned and it's something that we can unlearn. And this is something I'm often helping my one-on-one clients with, to reprogram the way that they speak to themselves so that it's much more positive and encouraging and kind. So something that I really like to do, if I notice the inner critic piping up and sharing its unhelpful point of view, I like to say, thanks for sharing. Thanks for sharing. Recognising that the inner critic is trying to help, but it's kind of gone rogue, basically. It thinks that by beating you up, you're going to somehow get better. But the truth is that kindness is always the way forward. It's always the way to bring out the best in ourselves. So just acknowledging the inner critic, thanks for sharing. And knowing that you don't need to believe it, you don't need to take action on it, you don't need to dwell on it, and you can move forward with your plans and with your ideas and saying what you want to say regardless. One thing that I also really like to do, and I have been recommending people to do this recently, is to get a picture of yourself as a child and have that somewhere, maybe on your desk, maybe it's on your phone, and refer back to it. Remind yourself that once you were an innocent little child. I think that seeing ourselves in that way can really help us to be more compassionate to ourselves, to remember that we all were innocent children once, and it helps us to remember that we are all worthy of love, of compassion, of kindness, and we're always learning. And so definitely recommend that if you have a picture of yourself as a child, or you can ask a family member to send you something like that. I definitely recommend it. So just to summarize, remember that everyone has a voice in their head. You get to decide whether you listen to it. Remember that your thoughts are not facts. Say to the inner critic, thanks for sharing, and be kind to yourself, because we were all innocent children once. So don't forget, you can grab my free confidence affirmations at karmayou.com/confidence. They will help you to program your mind for more confidence, more self-kindness, more positive self-talk. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, please do leave me a review on the podcast app, and make sure you subscribe so you get all the new episodes to your phone. And please come over to Instagram, come and find me at Chloe Brotheridge, and let me know what you think of this episode. So I'm sending you loads of love. Remember to be kind to yourself, and hope you have a brilliant day ahead.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.